What does it mean to be a disciple? Hi, I'm Jordan Sullivan, the minister of music here at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama, and we're in a series looking at how we can be committed disciples of Jesus Christ by following His Great Commission together as a church family. Our prayer is that in this season you will find greater communion with God, greater community with your fellow disciples, and greater commitment to Jesus' Great Commission. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to Day 32 of A Disciple of Christ, A Season of Commitment. Today's devotion is titled, Make His Faithfulness Known. Max Anders once wrote, "Every demonstration of God's faithfulness to us is an opportunity for us to testify of Him to others." Our text for today is from Psalm chapter 89, verses 1 through 4, and then verses 15 through 18. "I will sing of the steadfast love of the Lord forever. With my mouth I will make known your faithfulness to all generations. For I said, steadfast love will be built up forever. In the heavens you will establish your faithfulness. You have said, I have made a covenant with my chosen one. I have sworn to David, my servant, I will establish your offspring forever and build your throne for all generations. Selah. Blessed are the people who know the festal shout, who walk, O Lord, in the light of your face, who exult in your name all the day, and in your righteousness are exalted. For you are the glory of their strength. By your favor, our horn is exalted. For our shield belongs to the Lord, our King, to the Holy One of Israel." Psalm 89 was written by Ethan the Ezrahite, who is also known as a wise contemporary of King Solomon and a worship leader. He is mentioned in the book of Kings as being one of the wisest men, second only to King Solomon. This is the only psalm in the Bible attributed to him. His psalm reveals that it is truly wise to praise God for His faithfulness. This psalm opens with a declaration that Ethan will boldly proclaim God's faithfulness. With his mouth, he will make known God's steadfast love. Jamie Grant shares the following insight from the first four verses. Psalm 89 begins with a voice of personal praise and covenantal confidence. The Hebrew text draws attention to the object of the sentence, of Yahweh's great love, Hesed. I will sing forever. The immediate focus of the psalm is on the covenantal love of Yahweh and His faithfulness to His people. The psalmist begins with a confident outpouring of praise to God because of His devoted love and faithfulness to the community of faith. The poet's confidence is so great that he is determined to make this declaration of divine faithfulness to each succeeding generation. The opening voice of this poem is one of confident praise. God is a God of steadfast love and faithfulness. Surely He will never fail His people. The root of this great and confident celebration is to be found in the promise of God to David. Yahweh Himself had spoken His decree that a king in the line of David would rule throughout all the ages. And this promise filled the poet with a great sense of assurance. The thing to remember here is that this promise was not just an indication of privilege for a particular family. It was the guarantee of God's ordaining authority over the whole earth. Herein lies the root of the poet's confident joy. God's King reigns in Jerusalem as the visible confirmation of the fact that God is in control over all of the events of humanity, including the events of His own life and those of the nation to which He belongs. Psalm 89:15-18 expresses the joy that comes from recognizing God's faithfulness. Warren Wiersbe interestingly notes, in many Jewish synagogues today, verses 15-18 are recited on their New Year's Day after the blowing of the shofar. Verse 15 expresses a blessing on those who recognize and praise God. It highlights the joy and fulfillment found in praising God with the phrase, "in the light of your face." This can also be translated as, "in the light of your presence." There is an enlightening reality of spending time in God's presence. Verse 16 continues this focus on those who worship by rejoicing in His name. These grateful worshipers don't worship occasionally, but according to verse 15, all the day. In verse 17, the psalmist acknowledges that God is the source of glory and strength for His people. The phrase, "by your favor, our horn is exalted," symbolizes that God's favor enables His people to find a heightened strength for victory. Verse 18 concludes the first section of Psalm 89 with the imagery of a shield. This conveys the safety and defense God provides as our ultimate protector. Overall, these verses reveal the relationship that should exist between Christians and God when we recognize His faithfulness and respond in worship. The more we focus on God's faithfulness, the more we see Him working in every area of our lives. The result is continual peace. Some questions to consider. In what ways can the psalmist's declarations in verses 1 through 4 encourage your worship of God? How does God's faithfulness lead you to joyous praise? And finally, Psalm 89, verses 15-18, reveals some of the many reasons we have to praise God. Walk back through these verses and take a moment to think about all the reasons that you find. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.